Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most iconic signals in jungle and old school drum and bass, the dub siren. But we're not just making a cool noise, we're turning it into a proper DJ-friendly tool inside Ableton Live 12, something that can tease an intro, warn a drop, answer the drums, and carry an outro like a Riedel record. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and DDNB, a siren works best when it feels intentional. If it's always blasting, it gets cheesy fast. If it's placed with phrasing, movement, and restraint, it suddenly feels massive. So think of this as a foreground instrument, not background effects. It should call attention, then get out of the way. Let's start with the source sound. Create a new MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. For this style, keep the sound basic on purpose. A dub siren usually works best when the character comes from pitch movement and filtering, not from a super complex timbre. If you're using operator, turn on one oscillator only. Choose a sine or triangle wave. That gives you a clean core that can be pushed into something gritty later. Set the octave around -1 or 0, depending on how piercing you want it. Then add a pitch envelope with a very fast attack and a medium decay. A good starting point is around +7 to +12 semitones for the envelope amount. Attack almost instant, decay somewhere between 250 and 700 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and a short release. That pitch sweep is the voice of the siren. It's the part people recognize instantly. If you're working in wavetable, keep it simple there too. Use a basic waveform and avoid overcomplicating the source. The energy should come from automation and arrangement. In jungle, a strong motif repeated with small changes goes a long way. That's part of the old school charm. Now write the MIDI like a cue, not a drone. Don't just hold one long note. Give it short phrases, maybe half a bar to one bar each. Let some notes hit on offbeats or just before the one. Leave gaps. That space is important, because the breakbeats need room to breathe. A strong pattern might be two hits in the first bar, one longer hit in the second, a rest in the third, then a rising repeated hit in the fourth bar before the drop. If your tune is in a minor, stay centered around A, maybe move to G or E for tension, and use a small chromatic rise if you want that classic warning call feel. You can also vary note lengths to make it feel a bit more human and less looped. If your synth responds to velocity, use that too. If not, automate volume or device gain so each hit has slightly different energy. Small differences help a lot. Now let's shape it with Ableton's stock effects. Put auto filter after the synth. Try a low pass or band pass shape, with a cutoff somewhere around 700 Hz to 3.5 kHz, depending on how open you want it. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 15 to 35%, so the siren gets a little more vocal and shouty. Next, add saturator. A couple of decibels of drive is enough to give it that tape sampled sound system edge. Soft clip-on is a good move here. Then add echo, sync to a musical division like 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, with moderate feedback. After that, add reverb, but keep it controlled. You want the siren to feel like it lives in a space, not like it's drowning in one. Keep the wet signal low, and high pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Use utility if needed to keep the core layer narrow and centered. That's a really important move. The main siren should stay mostly monocompatible and focused. Save the width for a secondary layer or for transition effects. In this style, too much width can make the siren feel soft instead of powerful. At this point, automate the filter open and close across the phrase. Maybe let the siren start a little muffled, then bloom as the build develops. If you want more impact, automate the delay feedback up briefly on the last hit of a phrase, then bring it back down before the drop. That way the echo becomes part of the transition instead of smearing everything. Now comes the part that really gives a jungle character, resampling. Create a new audio track and set it to resample, or route the siren into it. Record a few passes. Do one clean pass, one with filter movement, one with a bigger delay throw, and one with heavier distortion or saturation. Then pick the best moments and consolidate them into audio clips. This is where the sound starts to feel like an old dub edit instead of a clean synth patch. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse pieces, trim the tails, and place it with real phrasing. That's a huge advantage in a sampling-based workflow. After resampling, process the audio lightly. Drum bus can add thickness and harmonic pressure. Keep the drive modest, and usually leave boom off for the siren itself. Redux can add a bit of digital grime, but use it subtly. EQ 8 is important here too. High pass the sound somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the bass region, and carve a little mud if needed around 200 to 500 Hz. If the tone gets harsh, tame the upper mids carefully. The pain zone is often around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and sometimes up around 7 to 9 kHz if the processing gets too bright. If you want a more aggressive version, make a parallel dirty layer, duplicate the siren chain, drive that copy harder, and blend it underneath the cleaner core. That way you keep pitch clarity and still get attitude. A little grime underneath goes a long way. You can also build a second, ghost-like layer, duplicate the track, pitch it an octave up or a fifth above, and lower it a lot in the mix. This layer is not supposed to lead. It's there for select hits and lift moments, especially in intros and breakdowns. Keep it more spacious, maybe with slow autopan or a narrow band pass filter. If you add chorus, use it sparingly. The main siren should stay solid and centered. The ghost layer can supply movement. Now let's make the siren interact with the track instead of just sitting on top of it. Build a 16-bar phrase. For the first 4 bars, keep it sparse. Filter drums, little siren teasers. In bars 5 through 8, bring in the breakbeat and let the siren answer on the gaps. In bars 9 through 12, add the bass line and pull the siren back to short stabs. Then in bars 13 through 16, increase the automation and let the siren build pressure before the drop. That call and response idea is what makes it feel like jungle. The siren should answer the rhythm, not fight it. A great move is to place a siren hit right after a snare fill or break chop, then cut it off before the next downbeat. That creates tension without stealing the drum impact. Use clip envelopes for tiny differences between repeats. Even small pitch or filter changes stop the loop from sounding static. And remember a good rule, one main movement per phrase. If the pitch is climbing, keep the delay simpler. If the reverb is opening up, don't also make the filter too wild. That kind of focus makes the automation feel stronger. Now think like a DJ. If this were a real record, the intro and outro would be mix-friendly. So structure it in blocks. An 8-bar intro with drums and filtered siren fragments. Another 8 bars where the siren opens up a bit more. Then the drop with full break and bass but slightly reduced siren. A breakdown can bring the siren back with FX throws. And the outro should leave room for mixing, with stable drums and just a few callouts. Think in 16-bar and 32-bar phrases. Don't overcrowd the intro with too many fills. Leave at least one section with clean drums and minimal FX so a DJ can read the groove. If you want that classic old-school energy, let the siren appear early, then disappear for a few bars. That contrast makes the re-entry hit harder. Also, keep low-end discipline in mind. The siren should never fight the kick or sub. High pass the layers, keep the core mostly mono, and only let the top ghost layer or FX return spread out. Check the whole thing in mono. That's not just a technical exercise. It's a vibe test. If the phrase still reads clearly in mono and at lower volume, your arrangement is strong. If the track starts feeling too modern, pull back some polish. Shorter tails, less width, and a rougher resample can bring the old-school feel back immediately. And if you want even more character, you can try subtle frequency shifter, a resonator-style device like Corpus on a parallel chain, or a touch of roar underneath the clean core. Just keep those moves controlled. The siren should still sound like a siren, not a sci-fi effect. A few common mistakes to watch for: making the main siren too wide all the time, which weakens the center impact, letting delay tails blur the drop, overloading the mids with siren, reese, and break hiss all at once, or looping the same phrase endlessly without phrasing changes. In this genre, subtraction is often more powerful than complexity. Sometimes the hardest hitting move is simply leaving a gap. Here's a good practice challenge. Build a simple 8-bar loop with a breakbeat and a one-note sub. Make a dub siren in operator or waveatable. Write a 4-hit cue phrase. Add auto filter, saturator, and echo. Resample one clean version and one more damaged version. Chop the audio into a few pieces and rearrange it so it works like an intro to drop tool. Automate one filter sweep and one delay throw. Then check the loop in mono and at low volume. If it still feels exciting, you've got it. For a deeper challenge, make 2 versions, one dry, mono and focused for the main phrase and another wider, wetter version for breakdowns and transition moments. Then compare them in the context of full drums and bass. That's the real test. Does the siren help the arrangement move forward, or does it just sit there taking up space? By the end of this process, you should have a multi-layer dub siren rack that does 3 jobs well. It introduces the mood, announces transitions, and comes back as a payoff. That's the sweet spot. In jungle and old school D&B, the best sirens aren't just loud. They're phrased, they're sampled, they're mixed with intention. And when you get it right, that warning call energy hits like a classic sound system moment. All right, let's build it, resample it, and make it move like a proper record.